1.
I won a scholarship to a private school and found myself in a group of people who were what you would call well-off, part of the affluent society. It was okay in school, we got on well together, but it showed in what they did together outside school. I didn't have their spending power. I couldn't let them buy things for me, so sometimes I couldn't be part of the gang. Still, I never regretted winning that scholarship.
2.
It was difficult, of course. There were places my mates could go to that I couldn't if there wasn't wheelchair access. And above all, they could run around. Most of my classmates had a problem to start with as to how to treat me, so basically it was up to me to show the way. You have to believe in yourself, and definitely not feel sorry for yourself, before they can accept you.
3.
Everything was fine until puberty hit me, and I became aware of my body. I felt there was something wrong with it. It was nowhere near what you see in the adverts. I felt inadequate. I'd be the ugly sister who didn't get the prince. If I'd had the money, I'd have spent a fortune on cosmetic interventions. But, you know, almost everyone feels there's something wrong with them. And my prince did come in the end.
4.
I tried to fit in with the class, but, well, my parents are immigrants, and we lived in an immigrant community, with its traditions and, of course, its religion. I suppose my classmates just didn't have the experience of dealing with someone like me. In a way, my existence made them question things they'd never thought of questioning. As a result, my mates mostly came from outside school.
5.
My family moved a lot because of my father's job, which meant I changed schools every couple of years. So I had to keep on fitting in with new classmates and adapting to new teachers, each with their own expectations. It was fine in that it gave me a broad education, but because it takes time to build trust, I never had someone I could confide in and tell my troubles to. So I felt a bit isolated. Now listen again.
1.
I won a scholarship to a private school and found myself in a group of people who were what you would call well-off, part of the affluent society. It was okay in school, we got on well together, but it showed in what they did together outside school. I didn't have their spending power. I couldn't let them buy things for me, so sometimes I couldn't be part of the gang. Still, I never regretted winning that scholarship.
2.
It was difficult, of course. There were places my mates could go to that I couldn't if there wasn't wheelchair access. And above all, they could run around. Most of my classmates had a problem to start with as to how to treat me, so basically it was up to me to show the way. You have to believe in yourself, and definitely not feel sorry for yourself, before they can accept you.
3.
Everything was fine until puberty hit me, and I became aware of my body. I felt there was something wrong with it. It was nowhere near what you see in the adverts. I felt inadequate. I'd be the ugly sister who didn't get the prince. If I'd had the money, I'd have spent a fortune on cosmetic interventions. But, you know, almost everyone feels there's something wrong with them. And my prince did come in the end.
4.
I tried to fit in with the class, but, well, my parents are immigrants, and we lived in an immigrant community, with its traditions and, of course, its religion. I suppose my classmates just didn't have the experience of dealing with someone like me. In a way, my existence made them question things they'd never thought of questioning. As a result, my mates mostly came from outside school.
5.
My family moved a lot because of my father's job, which meant I changed schools every couple of years. So I had to keep on fitting in with new classmates and adapting to new teachers, each with their own expectations. It was fine in that it gave me a broad education, but because it takes time to build trust, I never had someone I could confide in and tell my troubles to. So I felt a bit isolated.
That is the end of task 1.